Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 podcast, Oscar night, February 9th.
Yep.
We're closing in on Valentine's Day. We are going to get Sean laid by Valentine's Day. That's the plan.
Fingers crossed.
First time for everything.
We have 5 days. Five days to make this happen. Countdown begins now.
It's Oscar season. You know, the celebs get real horny during Oscar season, so maybe we could get him like some top shelf.
Ooh, like, top shelf.
Top shelf grade A laid. You know
top
what I mean?
Shelf grade A laid.
The stars are out tonight, baby. It's the 9th, and it's Oscar season, so line them up.
Thinking,
Sean's
I'm
ready.
Thinking we could get Sean.
Oh. Who?
Keira Knightley?
I was going to,
Definitely Renee Zellweger.
I want
definitely
Margot Robbie as a front runner for Sean. I think that they'd be great.
Renee Zellweger's going to win the Oscar, and that sour puss is going, I'm talking about the face, is going to want to some celebratory D, and I'm thinking this guy's the man to give it to her.
You're going to get a pass for this, right? Your wife's not going to mind?
All those girls have at one point come on to me. This is true.
This is true. Yeah.
And you know what I said back to them when they said, I want to fuck you? You know what they said?
What'd you tell them?
I said, theme song. I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman. Welcome back, everyone. We haven't gone anywhere. Hopefully you haven't either.
Hope you're still sticking around.
I'll tell you who has gone somewhere.
Who?
Rocco.
Where'd he go?
Rocco. All he wanna do is go to Disneyland. Rocco. That little song I wrote.
I like that. Is
that,
oh,
that
I
was
wrote.
Original.
That original?
DCO.
Little song wow. I wrote yeah. about. Yeah. Goddamn, Rocco.
I'll do a beat for
all
that.
All he want to do is go to Disney.
That's
he
good.
Be buying Sabres. He be eating turkey legs, ditching out the podcast.
This is going well.
Thank you. that's a hit song on the radio. Yeah. I'm just changing the words.
Get it popping.
Yo, Rocco's not here tonight. That's okay. You got us. So what you cannot expect tonight. I'm going to tell you what you're not going to get tonight.
Great.
Okay.
We're not going to be talking about stocks.
That's true.
Okay.
I have no interest
fucking
in that. No interest.
Dumb yeah. ass socks.
Don't want to hear about
Ooh.
It.
Ooh, I ate a Taco Bell. Check out these Taco Bell socks. None of that.
Not today.
Not going to be talking about toys. Sorry.
No toys.
Yeah.
He won't even tell us where he gets the toys, so.
Dude, that was funny.
The second you asked that question last week, I'm like, there's no way this fucker has given out his sources.
We all knew the answer. We knew the answer.
I honestly didn't expect that. I thought, you know, Rocco likes to have, what is it? Like, people look up to, he likes to have an audience.
Yeah, he's an influencer.
He likes to be an influencer.
True.
And this was an opportunity for him to kind of, better the lives of all his followers, all of the people who want to be like Rocco and hang on his every word. Maybe they could get a little, you know, like a, if anybody ever comes to me and they're like, yo, how do you do this with videos? I tell them all the secrets, all the tips and tricks, because they're not really going to do it. You know, if they knew
you're not
the
hiding.
Effort that I put in, they would right. think like, not worth it. You do it and I'll have fun.
Right.
You're not hiding your tactics.
Yeah, I like to better, you know, the community, share the secrets, you know, bring up the community.
Dude, when it comes to exclusive figures, you know.
Yeah.
You let the,
he made a point, though, that they,
it could be too rare.
There's not enough to go around.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that hikes up the price of resellers.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
true. You're paying an arm and a leg.
It's true.
He's probably out either trying to secure some super rare figs direct from some kind of retailer. Or I think he might be at the Oscars.
My God.
Yeah. He went to the video game
and
awards.
And he had a whole road to himself. I bet himself, we were invited to the Oscars.
I bet we were invited. And he's there at a table right now, just him and
Brad Pitt,
you know,
hanging out.
Six seats away from him.
You know what I don't appreciate?
Those
about,
are R5 seats.
You know what I don't appreciate about Rocco?
Uh-oh. What?
The bullshit.
Mm. Oh.
And the lies.
Yeah.
Because he could have just said, I'm not going to tell everybody the website I go to.
Okay.
But instead it was Twitter. Twitter? I'm on Twitter. I don't see shit about these boys. Yeah. That was a bald-faced lie.
You gotta look. You gotta
I find out about all these figures on Twitter.
You gotta search for people who at Rocco, and then you'll find them sending him secret fig updates.
That's what I'm gonna do, and then I'm gonna buy all the figs, and I'm gonna scalp them. I'm gonna jack up the price.
Jack up the price
and sell them to Rocco.
There's a figure,
and then give it to him and say it was a handler's fee, and then charge him more.
Yes,
200%. You had a hand I hand delivered
import
this to
tax,
you.
Yeah.
210%.
It's like a tariff.
There was a. Yeah. I go on Fandango to buy my tickets.
Sure.
This is what you have to do in 2020.
I've never used Fandango.
I do
what
that.
What do you? How do you get your tickets?
I just go to the theater. I just go right there.
You old men. you old fogies doing it 2017 style.
Yeah.
What? This is 2020.
I have to pick my seat and I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I fucking hate picking my seat too. And
you're right, Kev,
what I hate
sucks.
More than that is going to the theater and they're like, they force you to pick a seat. I don't want to do this. Okay. And then you look and all the seats are already taken. So you're like, now you're forced to pick a shitty seat.
Right.
I don't mind going into a packed theater and then I'll find a good seat that
yeah.
I'm happy with.
Yeah.
But looking at a screen and the only thing is like two seats in the corner and
yeah.
you have to select it and then pay for it. And then I hate that.
Yeah.
So I go on Fandango. Before I even get in the car, I buy my tickets and I pick my seat. That way I get first choice.
Oh,
when you buy a ticket,
yeah.
and we're not sponsored by Fandango, but we should be because I'm fucking serving it up to them.
That's true.
We can make
right
way
now.
Better ads for them than those
yeah.
paper bag fucking things.
Oh, paper bags.
Get that out of here.
You know what? I'm not going to endorse them until they pay me. So
yeah.
Forget what I said.
Yeah.
It's like Rocco's figure
the
site.
Blank,
it's a secret.
The blank F movie site.
Yeah.
And they could pay me if they want me to say their full name.
Right.
I pick my seats and it's totally empty, and so I enjoy doing that. Mm. I get my tickets early. I don't know why I started this whole Fandango shit.
Oh, wait, you said it.
The blank F movie site discussion.
Oh, now they're on to us. All this free promotion.
The site that shall not be named. Yeah,
I
do that half the time. The other half of the time, I go to a pretty dead theater, and on a weekday, I just walk up and pay cash.
That's what I usually do. I usually just find myself, yeah. it's like, it's a 9:30 showing on a Monday night. Who else is going
to go? But I'm half and half between like using an app
well,
to buy ahead
I've
of time.
I've done that. Here's how I got bit in the ass.
Yeah.
I was trying to go to the movies, old man, old fogey style, 2017 style.
Right.
Walk up to the ticket booth and buy a ticket.
Sure.
And I went to go see Parasite. And I thought like, Korean film.
Sure.
Subtitles.
Yeah.
We'll just go to the theater. We'll buy a ticket. It was sold out.
Wow.
And I had like five people with me. And so it was this whole fucking hassle. Like, shit, quick. Now we got to find another theater with a similar time.
Sure. I hate that.
And we
that
almost,
sucks.
Not only did we almost miss the second screening of the movie, we had to drive from La Jolla to Rancho.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
That's like a fucking 40 minute drive.
That's a long drive.
Yeah. So ever since then, I'm buying it from the air.
Okay.
It sold out for Parasite.
Yeah, I was amazed. Well,
it's up for awards tonight, right?
I mean,
there were seats available, but they were shit seats.
Seat, yeah.
And we couldn't get five in a row. So it'd be like two over here, three over there,
that's
two
the
and
worst.
Two and one. Yeah, it sucked. Why are we talking about buying movie tickets?
I don't even
remember.
But you can buy Parasite. It's out now.
You can get a VOD.
On Blu-ray.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You can get a Parasite.
You can get a Parasite.
Yeah,
you lose some weight.
Drink some ocean water. You get be sure to get something.
I have no idea what that movie is about. Like,
Parasite?
Zero.
You want me to tell you?
No. I think I'm going to see it.
Oh, okay. Why'd you bring this up?
Well, my point is like, it's fast. Like, I've heard so much about it,
yeah.
but I know literally nothing. I've seen the poster, and that's as far as it goes. Don't know anything.
You should go see it.
Yeah, I want to. I mean, I saw 1917. I tried to get that in before.
I think you'll like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very good movie. It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's funny. But it gets real dark.
Oh.
So it turns into kind of a darker film.
Okay.
We should do a screening.
I don't think that would be a problem for you.
Like a screening night here on one of these TVs.
And just watch it together?
Set up some chairs
on
the stage.
We should BitTorrent all the movies that
yeah.
are not out.
I want to
have an illegal screening night.
1917. We could get like a bigger projector maybe and for the other side of this room.
And make our own theater?
Yeah, and then like invite like, you know, hey, who wants to come over? We're going to watch 1917.
We're going to have a screening at our
theater.
When
does it get illegal if we charge admission?
Yeah.
But what if we take donations for popcorn
sales?
I just read this article actually about a school that showed the new Lion King movie for a PTA night.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think
PTA
they,
night.
Yeah, like fundraiser for the school. Okay. Hey, it's movie night.
Oh, yeah,
school.
My kids, we asked Twitch Ray 4 for their thing. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. They showed the new Lion King, and Disney hit them with a licensing fee.
They
charged, yeah, because they charged like $1 a ticket to come to the school and watch it. And they're like, oh, public exhibition. And then in the article, the dad was like, I went to Best Buy and I bought the movie. I thought I owned it. And they're like, you have the rights to personal screenings, but this is a public screening that you charge money. So it's this whole article, and I kind of am on the fence about it because, yeah, I mean, Disney, they're like the richest company in the world. They're coming after this little school, and everybody are like, wow, I can't believe these corporations are trying to target the school educational system. But then I found out they charged them like $275. And then I was like,
okay,
hey, school, you don't got $300?
That's in the like the FBI warning at the beginning.
It is. Yeah, it is.
You're not allowed to screen it.
But exactly. Well, I think you can screen it, but the charging.
Charge people too.
Yeah, because the thing that I went to is free at the school. So I think that's how they. It's like, yeah. It's,
donations for popcorn, though. That's a good
but
one.
But that's smart.
Right?
That's smart.
Garrett's
we'll go get
around the block.
We'll go get a popcorn maker.
Dude, Garrett can get weasel his way through anything.
Garrett's like a gangster.
Yeah,
like,
I feel
Garrett's
like
the Irishman.
If there was a full collapse of, you know, government in this country, I would figure out a little way to get by. Just sneak along.
Yeah.
With just
start your own government.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you,
shadow government.
Do you have rare precious metals that you can use in when,
oh,
when,
in bartering
when fiat money no longer has any value?
You think he's going to tell people?
But that's the thing. In a barter system, I've got skills as a technician.
Oh, that's true.
To provide repair or a service in trade. You know what I'm saying? So like,
so
I'd roam the wastelands like Fist of the North Star.
Nice.
Yeah, right. That's my dream, bro.
I was reading about silver collectors who collect old quarters, like pre-1940 something.
Yeah, dimes too. They were made of silver.
Quarters and dimes actually used to be made with real silver.
Right.
So those older coins are now more valuable than
the denomination.
The denomination because it's actual silver. So a lot of people say like they call it junk silver. But if you go on like the websites when you're getting into like gold and silver collecting and and that stuff, they'll tell you like when the shit hits the fan, this junk silver is going to be the only thing that saves your life. Because all your money is going to be worthless except for this junk silver. That's real silver. That's the only thing that's going to be valuable. So
I like how it's not if the shit hits the fan. It's when.
It's when.
It's when.
So
it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon.
These people have like doomsday shelters and stuff. And
yeah.
They don't want that to go to waste. They
I picked myself up a little junk silver.
Did you?
Oh, yeah?
Just in case?
I got it.
The website gotcha.
Securely hidden in my house.
Dude. Oh.
When the shit hits the fan.
You got your junk silver.
I'm going to have real silver to barter with.
I got nothing.
The beginnings of a prepper.
So I feel like I'm doing that. I am a prepper now. But then I'm like, what are you going to need real silver for in the fucking post-apocalyptic nuclear waste? Are you fighting werewolves? Are you making a fucking idol to your god? Like, what are you going to do with this real silver? You're going to wait for all the nuclear fallout to wear off and society rebuilds itself. And now it's just like 2020 again, except you're rich.
Because you got all the silver?
You know,
I don't get it.
I can't imagine a fucking apocalyptic situation. Everything's terrible, and I think to myself, thank God I have that junk silver. I got those dimes.
Yeah,
thank God.
The barbarian hordes aren't going to stab you in the throat once you pull out, like, oh, wait, I'll give you a shiny
piece.
Don't
you remember Schindler's List? How he started his business? He went into the ghettos, and he talked to all the Jewish rich men in those ghettos. He told them, like, your money's not valuable anymore.
Right.
Give me your silver, because what else are you going to do with it? I'm going to start a business and I'll make money off it and I'll take care of you. I'll get you bread. I'll get you pots. I'll get you things to cook. I'll get you shoes for your feet.
Okay, I do remember this. Yeah, yeah.
And they were all pissed off. And he's like, hey, I don't make the rules. This is the situation you find yourself in. Take it or leave it. And they went with it. So.
Shit. Wow. Hold on to your silver then.
Yep.
I only saw a movie once in school and it fucked me up. And yeah, I haven't gone back to that one.
I think I've seen it.
Watch it again.
Once or twice.
It's not as bad as you think.
I.
There's a layer of comedy throughout, which second viewing you kind of pick up.
Ralph Fiennes, like, little slapstick routine.
There's funny moments in Schindler's List. I'm not trying to be a fucking edgelord. I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I'm just saying there's a little bit of comic relief because Spielberg knows how to keep it entertaining.
You got
to
keep it light.
I can't recall any moments right now off the top of my head, but I know they're in there.
What's the runtime on that? That was like a three hour.
It's like two hours 40 minutes.
That's
okay.
It.
Something like
that. I finally watched The Irishman, but it was so long that I watched it as like a TV show.
You got through it though.
I got through it.
What do you think?
I liked it, but I don't get what everyone likes so much about it. Like, it's good. It was fine.
Okay, but
because you know what? I'm totally uninterested, but I feel like that's blasphemous.
I liked it, but what I don't understand, there are people out there that fucking hate it.
Well, that I don't get
it.
And
they're like, fuck this movie. This bullshit movie. I can't believe anybody fucking likes this. You can't believe anybody likes this.
Yeah.
I saw this one person on Facebook, and she wrote, like, you know, I'm watching The Irishman, and after 30 minutes, I can't keep track of the plot. This movie sucks.
What the fuck?
And I just felt like, yeah, that's the movie's fault. After 30 minutes, you stopped paying attention. What is that, like the attention span of a fucking weasel?
I mean,
30 minutes?
I feel like it's going to be reliving all these old classic movies with Pesci and De Niro and everything. But it's like, well, I could just, I mean, it's been a long ass time since I watched Casino.
Right.
Or like The Godfather.
I mean, it's not as like.
You just rewatch one of those.
Casino is a little hard to watch. The Irishman. What?
You think so? Casino?
Yeah.
I think the violence in it is.
There's
a little,
certain scenes. Yeah. The violence. For me, like, there's like scenes of infidelity where people are cheating on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very like.
It's a downer.
I like movies that make me feel something. So when I watch like heinous scenes in movies and I start getting all turned up inside, I like that because, you know, it's fake. They're actors. This is art. I feel like, well, if the thing you created is affecting my emotions, that's a powerful piece of art. I really love Casino, but it has those kind of moments where you feel like ookie watching it. And I feel like The Irishman is not so much.
Yeah. Okay.
I did like it, but like everyone, like if you loved it, I don't really get it. And if you hate it, I don't really get it. It was just like, it was good.
Of the stuff I've missed out on, like I would just rather see, I think 1917.
That you
first.
Should see.
I want to see that before that. I get to, but I keep putting off Irishman, and I know it's going to be one of those things where
like
I just
it.
Never see it.
I think you'll like it.
You will like it.
All right.
It's good.
So it's easy to see.
Here's.
I like that other Hoffa movie where.
Called Hoffa?
Yeah. And I think it's Jack.
John Travolta, I think.
That's Gotti.
That's Gotti.
Yeah. No, it's.
Whoever was in Hoffa. Nicholas Cage.
Jack Nicholson.
Winded Refn. The Irishman, I didn't mind the length. I felt like there was low energy throughout the movie.
Well, they're a million years old.
Yeah, because it's about all these old guys. But after a while, I kind of accepted that. And I was like, you know what? This movie moves at a slower pace, but I'm with it. That's kind of what it's about. It's about old men.
I'll have to do it in Sean's method.
I saw a little featurette with them afterward talking about it, and Joe Pesci said, like, when he was reading the script, like, I don't want Al Pacino to yell at me in this movie. Like, I don't want to deal with that. And there's a, I don't know, he said, like, I just didn't want that. I don't want that.
What?
And then so, like, well, he's yelling in the scene, but he's not yelling at you. He's yelling just in general. He's just yelling. And he's like, okay, that's fine. But, like,
I'll allow it.
But it's these grumpy old men, like, I'm not.
They already made that movie.
Like, Joe Pesci's like, I retired 10 years ago. I'm doing this as a favor to you. Don't.
Hey, he did not show up for the Oscar awards tonight.
Joe
He's
Pesci?
Over it.
Yeah.
He doesn't fucking care.
No, of course. I mean, he came out of retirement.
You know, Joe Pesci.
He made his friend's movie.
This is interesting about The Irishman. Joe Pesci plays a nice guy.
For
really?
Once. Really?
Yeah. He is a gangster.
Yeah.
But he is that type of gangster who, like, you don't know I'm a gangster. Nobody needs to know.
And he's
like,
the most quiet person.
Yeah, he's
in
like,
that movie, right.
He's like the guy who calls the shots, never gets his hands dirty, the soft spoken gangster.
Yeah.
So you're expecting Joe Pesci from Home Alone, like, I don't care if I get the chair, I'm gonna kill this fucking kid.
Yeah.
And instead you get nice car. Think the timing belt needs to be changed. Take care.
He's okay. Just like, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like The Irishman. It was
good, but it's just, you know, Whatever.
So the Oscars are tonight.
Yeah. What's Joker won so far? We got any Joker update?
Everybody's saying Joaquin is going to win Best Actor.
Brian, you got a Joker update?
Joaquin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Everybody's, like, convinced Joaquin's getting Best Actor, but other than that, the 10 other nominations, they're like, man, not so much.
Really?
I don't think people are expecting the Joker.
I saw that Brad Pitt won for Best Supporting. I like that's
that
cool.
Was right before I left the house to come here. I watched that.
I
award.
Dig that. He has won before anything, has he?
I don't know.
Who, what?
Brad Pitt winning an Oscar?
He won Best Supporting tonight.
I just can't imagine. I don't remember him winning anything else before.
I don't remember him winning another
Oscar.
But maybe he did.
He was awesome in this movie, so I'm on board.
Did he ever win anything for Interview with a Vampire?
No. That was kind of like just one of his breakout roles. You remember he did Legends of the Fall.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Legends of the Fall.
That was such a popular movie back in 1994. And where the fuck is Legends of the Fall?
No one's thinking about it now.
Interesting.
I want to go back and rewatch Legends of the Fall. Is it still good? That was long hair Brad Pitt, too, where his hair was down to his ass.
Yeah. Oh, that was like, that was nice.
That was Brad Pitt when he got famous. He had long hair.
Yeah.
And then ever since, he's been like short hair.
That was the
stud,
look.
But I miss the long-haired vampire Brad Pitt.
Didn't he have the little bit part in True Romance where he was like the roommate?
He was a stoner.
He's the stoner roommate who just ate cereal on the couch.
He had one scene in True Romance, and then he had a cameo in Thelma and Louise.
Oh, that's right.
Those were early 90s. And then Legends of the Fall, Interview with the Vampire, his big breakout roles. Hey, I'm a Pitt fan.
I'm a huge Pitt fan. Fight Club cemented me as a Pittman.
A Pitthead.
Fight Club is good. I love Seven.
Oh, God.
Seven's great.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
You gotta love Seven.
Classic. Hey, Brad Pitt rules.
I can't
say it.
Talk any shit on Pitt. No.
And he's fucking hot.
Yeah.
We would all
fabulous.
Dude. We would all get it from Brad Pitt.
Derek, there is a scene. I know you haven't seen it yet, but there is a scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh.
He's just fixing an antenna and just takes his shirt off and go, God damn, this guy is old as fuck, but he could get it from me.
Yeah,
Brad, you could get it. Sorry.
That is that's the scene where when I watch that movie, I'm thinking just like, yeah, that's what I want my future to look like.
That's what I
want to
be. I want to be that.
I
want to
be
that.
Well, you're already older than Brad Pitt was when he got super hot. So
what
are you waiting for?
Fuck. Well,
no, but he's like 50 in Once Upon a Time.
He's like 55, I think.
In Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. So
Sean's looking for that kind of
hot. When I'm 55, I'm going to take my shirt off on a roof and we'll take a video of it and we can compare.
I got 20 years to get hot as fuck.
Who wore it better?
How old are you now?
Me?
Yeah.
35.
Gentlemen, do not
look at Brad Pitt at 35 and compare.
Let's
do the comparison.
Wait a minute. Let's find out and we'll see who's hotter.
Let's look this up. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Benjamin Button this shit.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, Benjamin Button, Kevin.
Yeah, he didn't look good in that.
So he was born in 1963.
Okay.
So he would have been 35 in 1998.
That's good math.
What movie came out in 1999? Fight Club.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so look that up. That's close.
Yeah.
Look up shirtless.
So he was probably
Fight Club.
Filming this in 98.
So he's a little older, so a little bit of, so far edge towards me. I'm more likely to win here.
Okay.
So
you are not a beautiful and unique snowflake.
Okay. Go ahead.
You're gonna
look up some shirtless photos?
Yeah,
I mean, Sean, take your shirt off.
Nah.
Let's see. Oh, it might be against TOS.
Yeah, I would.
But it's against the...
Twitch would be so mad about
so
it.
Mad.
So.
Okay, can we zoom in on this? This is Brad Pitt at 35.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
Lots of pecs. Abs.
Don't laugh. You're making me laugh.
I'm not.
Wait, you got to take the shirt off.
No, I can't because Twitch.
Where's the cigarette?
Unzip.
Yeah, unzip at least.
Show us your abs. Come on, give us that Pitt energy. Brad Pitt energy.
Yeah. Ooh, you're almost there.
You got a little bit of catching up to do.
Almost there.
But I think...
If this is your first night at Mega 64...
You have to do a skit. I think with just a year of diet and a steady exercise regimen, you could match Brad Pitt at 36.
Okay.
I do believe.
So we'll remember this. Next Oscar night, I will be like that. I'm going to work out for the year.
Yeah, 1 year.
1 year from now.
Eat nothing but carne asada burritos.
Yeah, it's more about diet than working out. I got to remember that. Got to get that diet in check.
Get okay. shredded.
I've been better with my diet.
When are you running with the torch to the Olympics? Because you could be like ripped that, for that.
Oh yeah, you the could do Olympics. It shirtless.
Well, the one that's the LA ones, yeah. And that's like 2028. I got 8 years to train for that fucker.
Mm.
So I'll be okay.
I think you got it in the
bag.
Do
you think by then, what if you have like a bionic leg?
I think it's in the bag.
Then I'll run for the Paralympics. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
You got an answer. I'm running.
You're doing it.
Something about able-bodied Sean planning on doing the Paralympics. tickles my fancy.
No, I'm just thinking, like,
no,
what
he
if...
Has to, if he had, like, a bionic leg.
Yeah, like, yeah. If he gets hit by a bus.
Yeah, because the Paralympics, they really like bionic limbs.
The city has to buy you, like, a robot leg.
There was an athlete.
Bionic is, like, souped up.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Yeah.
And then you'd be, like, you know...
I'm imagining Bionic Commando. You know,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
You're throwing the javelin, but you have this like telescoping, like super powered arm.
That's what I'm thinking. You're going to be so advanced, they're not going to let you carry the torch because he's got an advantage. He's got bionics.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was an athlete who ran in the Olympics
with the spring.
We had two legs that were gone.
Yeah.
And like people were saying, like, is he cheating?
What?
No. First off, how was he cheating?
Probably
but
harder.
Those springs,
it's way harder.
Those springs don't give you some advantage.
I don't.
Did
well,
he win?
If the legs
no.
run okay. on their own, then yes.
He did not win one. He was like a hero, and then he murdered his girlfriend,
what?
And now is in
Wait,
jail.
Wait, is this that one guy?
Yeah, from South Africa.
The Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Blade Runner. That's right. They call him the Blade Runner.
What? Yeah, he shot his girlfriend in the bathroom and then lied about it.
Oh my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's true. Mm.
And I had jokes written about that event.
Shit. Well, now you're there allowed.
But. It's inappropriate for me to make fun of those people.
It's not. It's it's not too soon. That happened like 10 years ago, so I think you're safe.
Yeah, it's too soon, and I don't like to risk it.
Okay,
don't be.
I
risky.
Respect that. You know.
Anyways,
be cautious.
It's Oscar night, guys.
It's not the same without Rocco here.
Yeah,
got nothing to talk about.
I mean, I had a. I don't want you know. I had a shitty week, but
oh, let's
but
have a therapy.
It's like,
Vent.
You know, but do people care about it? Like, my
Oy
back
they, we
is
do.
So
Vent.
Fucked up, Garrett. Like,
really?
When I moved this carpet up from the
How'd
loft
you hurt
up there,
your back?
I threw a piece of carpet to Garrett, and like, I felt a pop.
You threw out your back?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
oh
saw it happen.
Now, can we see if Brad Pitt did that when he was 35 or.
No.
No, he didn't.
He was getting BJs from Jennifer Aniston and Angelina
and
Jolie.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Oh.
What a stud.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't want to go too far into this, but I had to go to the ER with one of my kids, and that was
yeah.
terrible. She got a 1-inch long stick in her eyeball.
How do you? Yeah, a bush stick.
Thank you.
Well, I think you have to tell the story now.
Well,
in the eye.
It was terrible. Her friend, we were at garden club at the school, and like, hey, Lennon, Sawyer, there's a bunny on the other side of the fence. Go look at it. And so they ran to look at it, and it was like, directly towards her eyes so she didn't see it and just leaned into it and then it broke off into her fucking eyeball.
Dude.
And it's not like in the center like you're thinking. It's like the pink tear duct.
Yeah.
So I open her eye and I look at it and it's like, holy shit. Like it's like fucking gnarly.
But
so
it just looks like it's shallow.
I take a picture and I send it to Jenny. Like, what do we do with this situation? In the end, yeah, we had to go to the ER, and they had to, like, remove it, and they didn't know if we should have to, like... It was fucking terrible.
When you described it as, like, it looks...
Yes!
It looks like there's something in her eye, because there was just, like, the end of the stick is all you could see.
Right, but when it came out, it was, like, an inch long.
Oh,
how'd they get
God.
It out?
They put some drop in it, I guess, to, like...
Soften it? Or
something like the tear duct to make it, like, small, contract.
Yeah.
And then... Do you guys want to see the picture? No,
no.
Kevin says no. Fine.
I saw it.
Show
it's gnarly.
Kevin's not even on camera.
He's going to have to film it.
It's gnarly.
I'll see it. You can show me
personally. I'll show you. Let's see if
get,
you...
Just get Derek's reaction.
How'd they get her... How'd they get it out?
So they put a drop in, it contracted. They said they might have to like pin her down and then like extract it like with like...
Forceps?
Yeah. Like a whole like fucking gnarly thing.
Ugh.
But... the constructing thing worked, thankfully, and it just came out on its own. She leaned over and it fell out.
I thought yeah, they were going to do like Garrett's sister's hot dog emergency where they grab her by the legs. And
yeah, shake her upside down.
Yeah,
okay.
Until it falls out. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What it?
It's like
in that's the tip of it.
Okay, so for everybody at home, I was expecting like a coming out. No, it is a normal eye, and then you look closely, and next to the eye is like a piece of wood
that goes into her eye.
An eye drop got that out?
It contracted the thing, and then
But you said they rolled her over.
They rolled her over to like I don't know the reason behind this. It was in the ER. They rolled her over, and then they rolled her back to get the like the things to extract it.
Yeah.
And when they rolled her back, it was already on the pillow. Like it like fell out in
like
that process.
Like the rolling process, like
something
it
with
out.
The drop and the rolling. I don't know, but thank God they didn't have
I
to do
I think Kevin's
anything
right.
Else.
She probably sneezed.
Now, I heard you had to go to multiple doctors to even find somebody to take care of this.
That's the worst part of
that
it.
That is the truth. We went to the urgent care. I gave them my insurance. Like, oh, we don't take your insurance here. Ugh. But I was here like a year ago and you did. Like, oh, I must have changed. You should have Googled it. I'm like, I have a kid with a fucking stick in her eyeball. And you're telling me to Google shit? Fuck off. And so I went to another doctor. Same thing. They didn't help me at all. Then I called like just a regular doctor. Like, I need to see someone. So I went to them. Like, you should go to the emergency room. I was like, yeah, but I didn't. So we went and then we got the bill.
How much did it set you back?
$5.
It was for the it was $3,600. For the hour long,
you
because her friend said, "Look, a bunny."
That's like $4,000.
It was like $4,000
bunny viewing fee.
To get a stick out of her eye.
Yeah,
you're rich. You got to be rich. You dropping that money on a stick.
Yeah. You stick gotta, money.
You're loaded.
Oh
man.
My god!
Somebody would told me $3,600. Get that stick out. I go to Home Depot, get a thing of fly paper for 50 cents.
Then just. Yeah,
poke it out. Or stick,
she was a champion, though. You said
she was a fucking trooper. Awesome. Didn't cry.
That's
amazing. I mean, it happened and she cried, yeah. But like, after that, she was just like calm and just like
wait. They put eye drops in her eye, and the stick came out by itself. $3,600 for fucking eye drops.
I don't know. I don't know, you guys.
All you do is you're just happy that there's.
I'm just happy
good.
That she's not blind or she has to lose the eye.
Yeah, there's no permanent anything.
Derek, I honestly thought of you in this moment though, because
yeah,
I was like,
I know, I bet you.
If
did.
She loses an eye, I know someone who makes fake eyes, so I guess we'll have that.
That's my dad.
We'll have that going.
And I got
us.
Bad news for you.
What?
He probably doesn't accept your insurance.
No.
The fake eye is going to run you probably another $4,000.
No.
But doesn't that make sense? Like a fake eye costs like $4,000, but it's molded to your eye socket.
Yeah.
It perfectly matches
the
your
color,
other eye,
yeah.
And you look like a normal person.
That's an art form.
Yeah.
And it's handcrafted by one person who does all that for you. So maybe that's expensive, but
sure.
It's I mean,
I can
better
see
than
where that
fucking
money goes.
Eye drops.
I can see where that money goes. Yes.
Yeah. Eye drops? They got that at CVS for like $3.99.
Yeah. Well, I heard that if you ask them for an itemized list of your bill, they take things off because they get embarrassed. Like, oh, we charged them, you know, $300 for this ibuprofen that we just gave them. No, not yet. Because I had in the room, she still has like she has her eye patch on. It's all fucked up.
Sure.
And they're like, hey, this is what you owe. Do you want to pay this now? And I said, no. I'll pay a portion now. Exactly. That's what I said, Brian. I said exactly that. Like, well, how much can you pay? I'm like, I'll give you $200 for the job well done, but that's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to do right now. And then like, so we'll bill you later, but I am going to ask, cause I'm curious,
sure.
Like what in this cost that much money? I would love to know.
Sure.
I would love to know.
Up. I don't want to jinx myself, but I feel extremely lucky cause I don't have health insurance.
Me neither.
I can't afford it.
Yeah.
It's expensive. I'm with you. I'm with you. And people look at me like I'm an insane
people
person.
People look at me like I'm fucking psycho.
Same
and I'm
here.
Always here, like blissfully ignorant. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm careful.
Never needed it so far. But I feel multiple times, probably a week, I actually feel like a sense of being extremely lucky because I've never had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I've never had to get stitches. I've never broken a bone. I've never had a serious health ailment, but you may remember last year I had self-diagnosed pericarditis where I felt like sharp pains in my chest for like 10 days.
Right.
And I Googled it and WebMD's like, yeah, fluid sac is growing in your chest and pressing upon your heart. And that's what's causing the pain.
Whoa.
And at that moment I was like, it would be nice to be able to see a doctor about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Jesus. I
You push through.
I pushed through. I scheduled an appointment to see a doctor for that. And they were like, well, we can't see you for another 10 days. And it had already been going on for 10 days at that point. So I was like, okay. And then after 20 days, it cleared up on its own. So I ghosted that doctor.
Well, yeah.
You know,
later.
Save my $3,000.
I don't know how much of this I should be even saying, but who cares? For me and just Sawyer and Lennon to get health insurance, just for the three of us.
Just the two young kids.
Yeah, I pay $970 a month.
Oh, my God.
And what did it get me? What the fuck did it get me? I don't know.
Wait, you pay that much for insurance?
And a month.
You still had to pay $4,000 for the eye drops?
I have to pay $4,000. And they wouldn't take me at the other place. They sent me away.
Yeah, they turned him away.
They sent my 5-year-old with an inch-long stick in her eyeball away.
Are you going to contact your insurance and be like, what the fuck is the point?
I did contact my insurance. I did.
What'd they tell you?
They're like, well, we provide you a list of doctors. Maybe the list has changed, but you could use the app. And if you want to download the app and you can check.
Google it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, the but doctor was right. Should have Googled it.
I even looked like, well, what about like my back hurts really, really bad? Like maybe I can, I'll use the app. And like there's nothing for like a back thing. It's like if I need like
general
hospice care, I'm like, well, I don't need that, thank God. But like what?
That was the
Doc
worst.
Doc Ryan.
I would have.
I know. I honestly would think I might call Doc Ryan.
Have him adjust you?
Not adjust me. That's like, what do I do? I don't even know what to do.
The remote adjust.
Do you think it's a... It's like, does it hurt when you breathe in? Like, you thought it was a rib at first?
It hurts when I breathe in. It hurts when I sit. I couldn't sleep last night. It hurt so bad. It just, like, I just...
Maybe you got pericarditis.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you have a fluid sac.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
And you're the one with insurance.
Yeah, but I don't want to go because it costs so much fucking money.
I would.
See?
You think it's a spine thing, like a pinched nerve?
Maybe a pinched nerve, yeah. Or maybe like a pulled muscle or something. But what do you do for that?
Yoga.
You rest.
Do some yoga.
Rest and, okay, yoga.
I've had pinched nerves. I've had pulled muscles. And they can be super painful and last for fucking months.
Yeah.
But the only thing you can do for them, because I went to the doctor for a couple of them and they're like, yeah, just rest. Like a pinched nerve will only heal over time.
Do you ever get that like your back freezes up to the point where you can't turn your head? Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, I've had that. Like you sleep wrong or something?
You sleep wrong and then like you can't turn your head like more than this without like it really hurting your
head. I've had other impingements that are similar to that.
I had that a few years ago. It was so bad. I was walking around like
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I mean, driving, like trying to check the traffic behind me, full body. And I actually scheduled an appointment with a chiropractor, and they're like, well, we can't see you for, like, 6 days. What is this fucking every time I need help, come back in 2 weeks or some shit? So I looked up yoga videos on YouTube, like back stretches.
Yeah.
And it was painful to do it, but that
you
fixed me.
Okay.
I did that for, like, 3 days in a row, and it fixed me right up. So.
Or seeing a massage therapist sometimes can just help you out, especially if it's, like, a muscle thing.
Yeah.
I've done that before where I had really bad pain and numbness in my arm from sleeping in a like fucked up position, and it was a nerve impingement because of reoccurring like sleep position. It would just start to make my whole arm and my fingers numb and everything. And out of chiropractor, like a regular doctor who I was trying to get like x-rays and stuff done through, and a massage therapist, the massage therapist was the cheapest and most effective for me.
And
it was like, dude, awesome. Like, getting a 90-minute massage is fucking rad. Deep tissue, sports
happy
medicine.
Ending?
Oh, no, never.
Oh. Those are recreational masseuses.
Yeah.
Insurance
doesn't cover that.
It's Orchids of Asia.
You got to go Doc Ryan for that.
Doc Ryan will do that.
The good doctor is in.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's enough
medical
talk.
Sorry.
No, it was really fascinating. I think everybody...
Old as fuck.
I think people always like to hear about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's... It's like a horror movie, you know? It's like, I can't fucking believe this is happening.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. When it happened, it was like, it was such a series of unfortunate events. It's like, what were the odds that this happened? Zero.
Are you mad at their friend who showed
them
the bunny?
She doesn't even know, and I'm not mad
tell her.
At her. No, what? Hey, little kid, guess what you did?
Do you know what you did?
Do you know how much $3,600 is?
Where's that bunny? Let's find that bunny.
Kill the bunny.
Yeah. Eat that thing for dinner.
Anyways.
So Sean's had a shit week.
A shit week. I did. Oh, you know what? We should mention it's halfway through the show. And I would love to mention that we actually do have a 64-hour special.
A new one?
This week.
A very special.
Very special
hours.
One.
Hell
and
yeah.
This kind of goes into earlier in the year. We did the live tour and we sold out of the shirt that was made for that.
Before we
got to like several cities.
Yeah, the last three shows couldn't get
the
shirt.
They couldn't get it at all.
So we thought to make it up to those people and for everyone else who just likes the shirt, I think it's a fucking awesome shirt. You can order it right now. It's the Last Laugh Live East Coast 2020 short sleeve shirt.
Got all the dates from that tour. I didn't even get a version of, yeah. I was going to say a copy of this shirt. I didn't pick one of these up, so I'm going to be ordering a 64-hour special shirt for myself.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Insure yourself.
I love this shirt.
I do too.
And yeah, so again, so it's sold out. So if you went to those shows and you couldn't get one and you're bummed, we promise to make it up to you. This is our way of doing that. And if you just like it, you should get it because it rules.
Compliments to the fabulous Jason Cryer for helping
Shouts
us.
Out.
Helping yeah. us like he didn't do all of the work.
Yeah.
Helping us by designing that shirt. It's a beauty. Shop.mega64.
It's up tonight too, right?
Yeah, it's
they
up
can
right
get
now.
It now.
It's up
and right they only now. Have till like Wednesday night.
You can get it right now. Yeah. So go pick one up for yourself.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We did it.
I keep job. Having like these thoughts of like, oh, we could talk about that. And then I keep forgetting. What the fuck?
Sean, have you seen McMillions on HBO yet?
McMillions?
It's a documentary that's not about like murder or anything like that, which is what interests me.
He's not going to be in it.
It's
no.
about the Monopoly game they used to do.
Oh, and the guy who...
Everything behind that.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's really good.
That ended up being a scam, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were like, yeah.
Well, nobody would win, right?
No, people would win, but it was like a certain employee who controlled the stuff. He would give it to like his neighbor's neighbor or some weird shit, neighbor's friend, and then they would win but split it with him. So we like would find these like people, strangers...
What
who would, like, share the winnings
what
with
kind
him.
Of nice. Fucking world do we live in when the McDonald's Monopoly Million Dollar winner is a fucking
it's all a scam.
Ruse. It's a fucking job. Yeah.
You put I will check that out.
I saw the first episode, and yeah. There's only one episode out right now.
Yeah,
and okay. It's really good.
You know, back to the murder thing we mentioned, I really don't like watching murder things. Yeah. Like, I watched Making a Murderer
on Netflix.
Yeah. And that's about as far as it will go for me. But, like, all the Dateline shit, it's too much. I can't watch it.
But
I can listen to it on a podcast.
I love Dateline murder mystery.
Yeah, yeah. See, that stuff scares me. But seeing the people in real life, I don't like that.
See,
I like hear it.
I'll do you one better. Come over.
Keith Holman or whatever?
I've got a VHS box set of Faces of Death.
Yeah, see, I never watched that shit.
Oh, you'd love it.
Even that, remember that a long time ago, that video you guys kept playing? I forget what it was now.
Real Murder Caught on Tape?
Yeah, and I never watched it. I still haven't seen it. Because I just don't want to see that.
Die, person.
Yeah.
We would quote it, and Sean would get uncomfortable. Like, I just, even if it's fake, I don't want to see it.
Dateline Murder Mystery almost has like an ASMR quality to it for me. There's something so relaxing, especially in the... Early part
relaxing.
Of the episode, before all the bad stuff
before
happens,
the murder.
Which lasts for about 5 minutes, but it's always like, a small town in Arizona, a place you might have grown up, a place where children walk to school, soccer being played on the field.
There's like B-roll of a sunset.
But just behind those soccer balls lie a sinister secret. A dark event is about to happen that will change this town forever. I'm Keith Holtzman. Welcome to Dateline Murder Mystery.
Dude, that's perfect.
Hey, there is a podcast hosted by him called The Thing About Pam, and it's a
really?
Oh man, Derek, you would fucking love
this
one.
The Thing About Pam.
The Thing About Pam. It's a 6-part podcast, and it's his voice doing this about but Pam. What about Pam?
That's funny.
Yeah,
what happened to Pam?
Oh, there is some things about Pam.
She got murdered?
I was listening to some podcasts. I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and she turned to me, and she's like, I fucking hate podcasts.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, you don't like this podcast? And she was like, no, I don't like any podcasts. And I was like, why? She's like, because they're all the same. She doesn't curse like that. But she's like, they're just all the same. It's literally every podcast is like the same cadence. They talk the same. They just change the subject. And I was like, holy shit, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always. And then I started doing this bit about like, even if it was a podcast about farts.
Yeah.
It would be like some goofy music. Bing, beak, ding, 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 ding. Have you ever had to fart? Then a sound bite. Most of us have.
Yeah.
But what's really going on inside a fart? Have you ever wondered what kind of foods cause that kind of fart? My name is Farty Johnson. You're welcome. You're listening to Shitcast.
you know,
theme song. Yeah, brought to you by Audible. And
it's always like this coy question with like some sound effects. And but here's the flip side that you've never thought about. Today we're going to explore farting. Welcome to the Fartcast. There's like a podcast format.
Fully is. If it's a scary one, it's that Spooked podcast that you turned me on to. Music. It's the same exact thing he just did, but the guy's being spooky and weird instead.
Yeah.
And then they play a sound effect. And then, join me for a chilling dive.
You walk into Payless searching for a new pair of shoes. The person at the counter asks you, what size foot do you have? And you don't know. Before you know it, they're hooking up a contraption to measure your feet. But who invented this contraption? And what are they measuring?
Join us this week on Payless or Less.
To Footcast.
Part one.
Part one of 27.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That is true, what you're saying.
We have a really different format.
Our format rules.
We have no format.
Exactly.
That's anti-podcast.
Yeah.
Those are the podcasts I like. I like stand-up comedians podcasts, which are usually formatless.
I showed this to Garrett, and I should post it. But I found a screen cap of iTunes back in 2006 when it listed our podcast as new and notable.
That was funny.
So it was us and like the Strong Bad podcast, and there was nothing else out there. So
we've been doing this since the beginning. Now we're listed as old and irrelevant.
Yeah.
No, so, come on.
There you go. Hey, I have a surprise for everybody. I have a treat.
Oh. I love treats.
I brought a board game.
What?
Wow. A board game, you say?
Actually, it's a card game.
A card game?
I saw this at the store and I thought, this will be fun for the podcast.
Okay.
Let's play around. What do you say?
Incoherence.
All right.
This game is called Incoherence. I picked this up at the store. So what it is there are cards on here. You remember you could take like three random words and say them together and they sound like different phrases. So maybe the words hair, the number four, and the bird swan. Hair for swan. Uh-huh. Would be the president's plane.
Oh, Air Force One.
That is this game.
Oh,
this,
it's like those bottle caps of that beer.
This game will have cards Star. With random words on it, and you have to figure out what they're trying to say.
Okay.
There's three categories: party, pop culture, and kinky. Let's play a game. We'll take turns. The first person to get one card from each category.
This really is like whenever we go to RTX,
wins.
Everyone's drinking Lone Star beer.
Yeah.
And all the bottle caps have these stupid puzzles on them, and we spend the whole time like trying to figure them out.
I have gotten an extra beer that I really didn't want to drink just because I want another puzzle.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a timer here.
Shit. Okay.
So you have until the sand falls to the bottom to win this. I think Garrett should go first.
All right.
The way we'll do this is we'll select a card and we'll hold it up to the camera, and then you can read your words off of the screen there.
Am I supposed to see that?
Yeah, you're supposed to see that. But I mean, we won't go with that. Was just an example.
Example. Okay.
I'll wait for this timer to go out.
Okay.
All right. So, do you want to do party, pop culture, or kinky? Garrett,
give me
can go
kinky.
First.
I want kinky.
Okay, yeah, Garrett, that seems like this. Is
Garrett wants
alley.
A kinky card.
He's into some shit. He's
you're
gonna
show.
It.
You're gonna handle the cards.
I'll handle for you and Sean, and then Sean can do one for me.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's your card, Garrett.
Okay.
We're gonna start the timer now.
I look at that.
Timer has started. Okay. You can go to Garrett
Chuck
now. He gets it.
Thing. Let me check that out. Forenchuk his sing.
You have about half the timer left.
So I have to come up with three words.
No.
You have to say what this says.
Forenchuk his
sing. Here, go ahead. Give it back to me here.
There's
a hint on the card.
What is the hint?
Eiffel Tower.
Forenchuk his thing. I am Eiffel Tower is the hint.
Forenchuk
his thing. I'm not looking at the chat because they might be giving it away. Time's almost out.
They've definitely got it in the chat. Time's almost up.
I got it. It took me forever. I got it. Don't go to the chat.
Forenchuk his thing.
Final
kissing.
Answer.
His kissing.
All right, time is up.
You got it at the end.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay,
I
say it. So what is it?
Four inch. Chuck Hissing.
You say it's
4-inch.
Yes, you're saying it.
4-inch.
Yes,
kissing.
Yes,
4-inch kissing. What is 4-inch kissing? What is that?
Eiffel Tower.
Garrett,
Eiffel Tower.
Garrett, it's French kissing.
Oh, French kissing.
Oh, my God. I really didn't get it until just then.
All right. Now, so no points for Garrett.
I don't know. I'm embarrassed.
All right. Now we're going to go, Sean. Party, pop culture, or kinky?
Let's go pop culture.
Okay, pop culture for Sean.
Kinky is, French kissing is not that kinky.
Speaking of podcasts, I was listening to a comedian's podcast I really like, and they were having a discussion about how much Cards Against Humanity sucks.
No.
And it was like, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's a terrible game.
It's true.
Everyone's
they had a whole
of,
podcast on that?
Well, no, it was just a topic that got brought up. This is so much better.
Podcast.
Here we go. This is for Sean. You ready? Timer starts. Let's get a zoom in on this now.
If hung, cut romp?
Yes.
If hung, cut romp.
Do you need that that hint? He might not even need it.
If hung cut romp. If hung cut romp. Oh, fuck, what's the hint?
It's three words?
No.
No, okay.
The
just
hint,
a phrase.
The hint is number one daughter.
Number one. Oh, Ivanka Trump.
It is Ivanka Trump. Wow. Sean got daughter. It. Sean got a car. There you go.
Ew, Sean, you like her?
Okay, so you can pull out anyone you want. I don't care what the category is.
Okay.
Let's let this timer run down. So far, Sean's in the lead.
Okay.
Wow, you had a lot of time left, Sean.
I know. He killed it.
I killed it. This is fun.
French kissing.
French farunch kissing.
This timer sucks. I don't know. What is this? Like 30
seconds? Do
we have
any Oscar updates, Brian, while we're waiting for this timer?
We have 1917 wins Oscar for best sound mixing.
Okay.
Ford versus Ferrari wins Oscar for sound editing.
Okay.
Ford versus Ferrari.
For some reason, Eminem performed Lose Yourself at the Oscars
17
years after he won the Oscar.
Okay. What about, I want cinematography. We got that yet?
Not yet. But
it's got to be 1917.
Got to be Dinkins.
Laura Dern won for Best Supporting Actress in Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Huh?
Okay, cool. Ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
I don't know how long this timer
is. This
is so.
Pop culture, Derek.
Okay.
You ready? And Kevin, we got this.
Okay. Iowa Cope Lie Hiss. Pop culture. Iowa Cope Lie Hiss. Iowa Cope Lie hiss. Iowa Copla hiss. I woke up like this.
Yeah.
Oh
my. You're
damn.
Good. You're good.
I woke
Woo!
Up like this.
Didn't even need the hint. Flawless.
What was the
hint? Flawless.
Flawless. Flawless. Yeah,
cool.
That would be a good pop culture one.
There you go.
All right, we'll do one more round.
One more
Who cares?
Round. This is fun.
We'll go one more round.
One more.
What do you want, Garrett? Pop culture?
I'm going to keep it kinky.
Keep it kinky. Garrett, look at that guy.
Now that I know the format a little better.
Okay,
it's hard going
Garrett,
first.
You're
going
to love this one.
Okay, let me see that thing.
Let's let the timer run down. Almost done here. Five, 4, 3, 2. Okay, we're ready.
Inch.
There you go.
Oh, what? Pants, eggs, shoe. Well, pansexual.
Yeah,
easy.
Dang,
that's
dude.
The fastest time in the West.
Nailed. Yeah. Fastest okay. time in the West is right.
Garrett's
right.
the kinky one. All right, Sean, do you have
that's
a
me, baby?
Party or kinky?
Let's do kinky.
All right, Sean wants to go kinky.
Pan Nation in the chat.
This one is so easy. Should we just give him an easy one?
Mine was pretty easy, too.
All right. Sean gets a real easy
one.
Well,
now I'm
nervous.
And yeah.
You could beat me for fastest time in the West.
Not
this one, Sean's going to nail this one because he lives this.
Virgin. No. Foot fetish.
I didn't even start the timer.
Damn
wow.
it.
Wow. All right. There you go.
Thank you. Hold on your card.
All right. Give
one
me
more?
A kinky one. It's
okay.
the red one.
Okay. Kinky. That, I mean, come on.
That's the fun category,
that
right?
Was, yeah.
Gotta go kinky. Ready? Bop, login, drop
it. Is this kinky?
Okay. Oh, I know it already.
Bop, login, drop it. Pop, lock, and drop it?
Bam!
Yeah.
We are
How is that kinky?
I don't know how it's kinky, but...
Pop, lock... Yeah, is that kinky?
Is that song about fucking?
Is every time I pop, lock, and drop it, I'm like really propositioning somebody?
Pop it,
I don't get it.
Boner.
Yeah.
Lock it, put it in, drop it. Your load.
Figured it out.
All right. You skeet, know what? Skeet, skeet. We'll call it there, everybody. Maybe we'll do this some other show, too.
That was fun.
If it ever gets boring on this show, we'll do a couple of cards or something.
Yeah. You found that at the store and picked it up?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I thought it'd be a nice little fun treat for the podcast.
I think you were right.
That's a fun twist on card gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like I said earlier, like the appeal of Cards Against Humanity is getting busted out at a party in 2005 was like, oh, cool. At this point, it's like, oh my God.
Everyone already has it.
I need to leave. Or it's a chore. Like,
or you're playing with some boomer and it's like, hey, they did the racist gag.
I feel like it is. It works only if it's around people who don't know each other. And it's like, well.
Oh, that's when it works the least.
I don't know. There is a person in my life who is pretty conservative.
Sure.
And I do like playing that game with her. Because I try to think of, like, what is the thing that's going to make her the most upset? So I like that.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. You know, so you've got to find your fun.
You got to find your fun.
You got to find your fun.
Well, we found ours tonight.
We have fun here. Incoherent. We have fun here. Everyone's saying Hell Yeah 1917, but do we know what happened?
Yeah.
God.
Oh, there we go. Hey, there is a guy.
Well, I had to.
Good job, Dinkins.
I saw those cuts.
If it didn't win for that, the Oscars would just be canceled. It would be over.
Mayor Roger Dinkins. You did it.
You did it. Hell yeah.
You guys been playing any video games or watching any movies lately?
Well, 1917 I saw. Loved it.
Gotta see that.
I loved it, and I love that there's already like a 12-minute making of thing on YouTube. So I watched that as well. And that's the kind of shit where it's like, oh, Derek, we would do this. Like, this is how we would figure shit out.
Yeah, man, so, we're real filmmakers.
We are. I realize that. Like, oh, they're just using PVC pipe and putting it on different things and like, having it go places. Like, that's what we do. So I felt good about that. I said already I saw The Irishman. And I think that's it. Oh, and you know what? I watched it. I haven't seen it in like a decade. The Sandlot is one of the best movies ever made.
It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
It's on Disney Plus.
Forever.
It is such a great movie.
That is my favorite
classic.
Yeah, I mean, and the sport is like, it's in there, but like that is the best. It's so well done.
So there I'm you go. More of a Angels in the Outfield man myself. Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, I watched as well. That movie sucks.
What's the one where he slips on a ball and hurts his arm?
That's Rookie of the Year. Okay. And as a kid, that was my favorite one because I wanted to be that kid so bad.
Float it.
He can pitch 100-mile-an-hour fastballs?
Yeah, because he broke.
He's like 12.
Yeah. And he goes on the Cubs, movie. And it's fucking awesome.
The Cubbies.
The idea of it's awesome. The kid's a fucking asshole. Gary Busey is weird. The movie sucks.
Eric Bedour would agree with me. Best sports movie is Major League. Oh, yeah. And I might say a follow-up to Slapshot, the hockey film.
That's good too.
It's a good movie.
It's good too. What about you,
Jared? Favorite sports movie? Ooh, I might have to go with The Wrestler.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I never saw that.
Wrestler's a really good movie. Good. But God, what else? I know. You know, every once in a while, a good sports movie comes out. I'm trying to think of like the last. I mean, the last one I saw probably was The Wrestler.
Everyone talks about. What's the one Hobbit kid was in?
Rudy.
Rudy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rudy.
I've never
Rudy's
seen Rudy.
Great. Oh, Rudy's good.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you should see that.
I should see that?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Little Hobbit running around on the basketball court.
Ooh, somebody in the chat says Raging Bull. Raging Bull.
All right.
Classic. Great film. Remember the Titans? Not for
Friday
me.
Night Lights.
Remember the Titans just reminds me of being in high school and having movie day on Friday.
Ah.
There was only like 10 movies they could play in school.
Yep.
October Sky.
Oh, so many fucking times.
I wonder. See, remember the Titans and October Sky came out within like 4 years of us. You know, when we were watching
that's
that in
true.
School, they were still recent
and
movies.
Gattaca.
Are they still showing October Sky?
What are they showing now?
In school? Like, what is the contemporary go to school, like,
school
movie?
I should ask
I
Emma.
Bet they is show it, like Ready Player Bring It One? On 2.
Bring It On 2. Yeah, that's
show,
the one. Yeah, I wonder what
they watch Netflix. I bet they Netflix and chill in school now.
Maybe.
They watch like
Nailed
It.
Yeah,
they
watch like 13
They can only watch
Why.
Food. They can only watch the Great British Bake Off.
Watch
boring
Sabrina.
Ass shit like that.
Don't talk shit on that show, Garrett. I fucking love that show.
My fucking girlfriend watches all these baking shows.
It's so relaxing. Fuck off.
Now they have the same thing for Lego. I watched the first episode of Lego Masters.
A Lego one. No.
Lego Masters, nice.
No. I gotta admit, there's something I do like about those baking shows and like that Lego show.
The Great British Baking Show is so relaxing. No one fights with each other, and there's baked desserts I've never heard of. I fucking like it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I
saw a movie.
Oh, what did you see?
I went and saw Birds of Prey.
Now I'm hearing...
might be a Joker update.
I'm hearing positive reviews about this movie.
Hey, man. I will sum it up. Thank you. It is a direct sequel to that
Suicide Squad
Joker. I didn't know how loose or tight it would be tied to the other movie, but it is a direct sequel to Suicide Squad. It is what DC is doing, like the Deadpool movie that Fox did.
Okay.
It is their rated R, super action-packed, swearing, and violent superhero movie. It's in the same way people like Deadpool. I feel like people would like Birds of Prey. It's just, you know, about Harley Quinn.
Beckett saw this. Rated R?
Yeah.
Oh, kind of.
I would say, dude, there's some gore in it. But I will say, like, highlight, Ian McGregor plays like a super, like, over-the-top villain, Black Skull, who I wasn't...
Ewan McGregor's in the movie?
Ian McGregor plays the villain.
It's Ian? Ewan.
Ewan?
Ewan, not cool. Ian.
Obi-Wan Kenobi plays the Black Skull, and he's in this, like...
What kind of instrument is that?
He's in this very out there, like, gay relationship with a psychopath, like, first in line. Like, he's got a number one to his little gang that he is, like, has this, like, weird, crazy, like, bloodlust relationship with. It's very good. That aspect. Ewan.
I heard a point of... A plot point.
Oh, okay.
That I thought Beckett told me was messing with me. That some girl eats a diamond, and then they want her to shit it out, and that's the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name is Harley Quinn.
No.
But he told me that. I'm like, there's no way that a whole plot point is about some girl pooping out diamond.
It's known as the brown diamond.
All the scenes with like the two villains like torturing people though was really funny, really cool. Like I was really blown away.
What a review.
Ewan really stood out as the star for this.
Ewan. You're trying to mix Ian and Ewan, and you're getting Ewan.
Ewan. I've just never heard of a name like that. I mean, is that
he's been around
is that
for
British? What is
a long time.
He's like, he's like Scottish.
Yeah, he's not, yeah.
Ewan.
I mean, I'll let him slide, but Ewan.
But he's going to call him Ian like he has been for the past 20 years.
But he plays so good and crazy. It's good.
Cool. I didn't know he was even in the movie.
I liked it better in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying much.
I didn't watch any movies, but I've read a book. I finished a book last week called Meddling Kids. And I want to recommend that to anybody out there who's interested. Any Scooby-Doo fans
out there.
Is
that a Scooby-Doo thing? That's my question.
You might like Meddling Kids. It follows a group of child detectives who solve mysteries with a dog. It's basically the mystery team.
Right.
Is that what they're called?
No, Mystery Team is that movie.
No, that's the
they
Ronald
have a mystery
Glover
machine
movie.
Mystery Men.
Yeah. The Mystery Squad.
Maybe Mystery Team is right. Maybe that is right.
They have the Mystery Machine.
Yeah,
whatever. It's the Scooby-Doo gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This book isn't based on them, but it's like, you know, a parody of them. It's not actually those characters, but it's about teenage detectives who solve ghost story crimes like that, except now they're all grown up. They're in their mid-20s, and they're all fucked up because one of the cases, they're all pretty sure, was an actual paranormal event. All these other cases were just guys in masks, but there's this one case that kind of fucked with them all emotionally because they're all like, no, that one was real. Like, what the fuck was that? So as they solved it when they were like 12 years old, but as 25-year-olds, they go back to that house to reopen that investigation and find out what's really going on. And it's this funny book. It's a comedic book, but it also kind of turns into like a Lovecraftian horror novel towards the end. Because you know, their suspicions might have some weight to them. I really enjoyed it. It came out, I think, in 2017. It's a recent book.
check it out. It's called Meddling Kids. I highly recommend it.
I think they were going by Mystery Inc.
Oh,
in Scooby-Doo. But then in the later cartoons, they went by the Scooby-Doo Detective Agency.
Yeah, I think yeah, in a, that
in
sounds
a,
about right.
In a pup named Scooby-Doo.
And then yeah. I started reading The Outsiders. Anybody remember The Outsiders?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a middle school book. Yeah, middle school book. Tom Cruise, Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
I started reading The Outsiders. It was on my list of books to read, so I dove in. It's funny because Johnny, who's not here, he read The Outsiders in middle school, and he's like, yo, The Outsiders, that book fucks. That book's great. And I was like, cool, I'm reading. He's like, it's low-key homoerotic. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Sure, whatever, Johnny.
They pull out their switchblades.
I started reading it. That book is low-key homoerotic.
Is it?
Yeah. I had to laugh because at the end of chapter one, The Outsiders is about these like greasers in the 60s. They're like in a gang. They have switchblades. You know, they'll break a bottle and like stab a guy with it. They get into fights. They rumble with the socias.
Hell yeah.
They're all about fist fighting and being greasers. Then at the end of chapter one, there's three brothers in the gang, and they all go home. The youngest brother is like the main character, and he just starts talking about how his two older brothers like take their shirts off and start massaging each other after a long day.
What? The two older brothers do?
Yeah, and the main character's name is Pony Boy.
Yeah.
And he's got an older brother, Soda Pop, and Dally.
Yeah.
And Dally's getting a massage from Soda Pop, and he's like, rub me harder, Soda, or else you're going to put me to sleep.
Totally normal for brothers.
Yeah, it's like, yo, this book is so cool, all the gang fighting. I don't understand, like, the when they pulled out the oil and started doing back rubs at the end
Didn't
of the long
like,
day.
Rub your back, like, when you guys would get home from Chili's?
That never happened.
Well, you and Luke, like, that. Go we and look for all the that. Popular kids, and you beat their asses. Then you go home, pull your shirts off. It's like, all right, now rub me down and rub me hard because I'm not trying to fall asleep on you.
You're like, Luke. My hands sure are tired from making all these cold cut trios. I had to fold all this meat.
Yeah, oh, my hands are sore. I need something to grab onto.
I need something. Come
so
here.
I'm currently reading The Outsiders. I'm enjoying it. It was written by a 16-year-old girl. Hmm. She was 16 when she wrote it, and it's very obvious that a 16-year-old wrote this book. The way that she describes her characters and some of the dialogue, it's very like, yeah, you're in high school.
Crazy.
She,
How the fuck are these kids doing this shit?
Well, this was like 1964. So this is 20 years before you were born.
You weren't supposed to be able to like read and write back then.
She wrote it when she was 16, and we all read it when we were 16.
Yeah.
That's weird.
She actually started the book when she was 15, and she said at the time she would read books about teenagers, Nancy Drew or whatever, and she's like, this isn't realistic. Like,
oh, so she wanted to make it how it really
is.
Yeah,
so she's like, I'm just going to write a story like about the teenagers that I know.
Whoa. They were stabbing each other and getting into
the Yeah, she said that she rolled with like some greasers in her hometown, and it's just an idea for a story she had.
That's crazy. You know, I was I went to this skate camp thing I took Sawyer to yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
There was a fucking 5-year-old who was dropping into pools. There was a pool at this place, and this 5-year-old was dropping into it. It's like, how the fuck does this happen?
Oh, was that on your Instagram?
On my Instagram, that was Sawyer going on her thing. But I didn't do the 5-year-old girl. But it was like, it was the craziest. Like, who? You just learn how to fucking walk. Kids, how are you doing this shit?
Kids are good.
Kids
man.
Are crazy. God damn.
Their parents are like letting them, you know, try it out. Whereas like, my parents would have never put me on a skateboard at 4 or 3, but her parents probably do.
Yeah.
And then there's like,
yeah,
you
I
know.
See like kids who can just stand and the parents are skating on the skateboard holding them.
Yeah.
So they get used to it.
I went rollerblading today at like a skate land place.
I saw that.
Like a roller rink.
Yeah.
And there were like tiny little baby kids with their parents doing that. And I guess it's like, yeah, if you want them to learn that activity and be natural,
yeah,
on
teach them.
Start young. It helps when your parent knows how to skateboard.
Sure.
And they're like, you're going to do it. It's easy. I'm going to show you how to do it.
We're going to do it together.
My parents never even seen a skateboard. You know, they bought me one. They're like, have fun. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, but they weren't doing it with us. You're in a good spot because you can get on the board with the girls. And
right. I can, well, yeah, but now at this point, Sarah can do more than I can
teach
do.
Teach them how to. No, you dropped in, bro.
Yeah.
She can't drop in yet.
She was close to.
You did it on the MLK stream.
I did. My back still hurts.
Next up, 6-foot vert.
6 foot?
You think that was connected to you throwing out your back?
I think it was. I do. I think it didn't help.
I was worried about skating without health insurance that day, too.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
Yeah, but you know what? Really, let me tell you. You don't understand. You see the dropping into the pool thing, as I keep talking about? Like,
yeah.
You don't understand what that means until you look down and you're like,
until you drop on that edge.
Yeah, you're like, that's fucking crazy that anyone would do this. Anyone. It's crazy. These kids. and grown-ups.
It's a rush.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, that's all I had to talk about this week.
Nice.
That's it.
We did it. None of us played any video games?
I'm still playing Jedi Fallen Order, and I said last time, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like, I'm playing this game. You know, it's good. It's not great. The next day, I was like, I shouldn't have said that. I'm fucking loving this game.
Oh, really?
I'm, okay, like, so into it.
I'm waiting for a price drop.
I never, you know, I played Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice. you have to say it like that, yeah, or else you're
they get
phony.
Mad. Yeah, yeah, they get mad at you.
We went authentic. Yeah. Side note, we were in Japan a few months ago hanging out with some people. I was like, what's your favorite video game this year? And he kept saying Sekiro with the thickest, yeah, like,
Sekiro.
Oh, I love Sekiro. You know, Shadows Die Twice. And every
this
time
is an English speaking guy.
Yeah, it's an American guy living in Japan. And every time, you know, I turn on my PlayStation 4, it's nothing but Sekiro. And I was like, yeah, cool, man. I'm getting fucking hard hearing you say that. Really impressed. Never really got into Dark Souls. Never got into Bloodborne. I played all these games, but they just couldn't hold my attention. But for some reason, Jedi Fallen Order is capturing my imagination. I'm really enjoying it.
Nice.
And I'm keeping it on hard.
Yeah, that game is so hard on medium.
I'm not bumping down the difficulty. Jesus. And I just fought. I did the first boss battle with Second Sister. Whooped her ass.
Goddamn.
I did the Kashyyyk fucking gauntlet. That thing fucked me up. But when I beat it, man, I was like, I had like adrenaline pounding in my chest. I was like, oh, I fucking did it. Oh, God, yeah. Let this cutscene go on for 15 minutes because I need to relax here.
I love that. I fucking love that feeling.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. It's fun. It's cool.
That game is hard, but it is cool. Yeah.
I'm going to go to that next after I finish Death Stranding, which this weekend, yesterday morning, I got my last prepper to 5 stars. So I've literally done all the procrastinating I can do. I have to go on to story missions now because everyone, like every NPC in the game.
What game?
Is Death Stranding. Oh,
okay. You know what's funny? I played that game for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then we filmed the video and that was it for me. I was done.
I bought that game. I haven't even unwrapped it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. I hear you and Rocket talking about it. That's like, oh, I'm good. That's all I need. I don't know. It wasn't for me.
A lot of people I know just kind of blasted through the story mode.
Yeah.
Just did the story missions and got to the end of the game itself. Mm-hmm. But I just had such a blast like doing all the side mission shit that I was postponing the story missions. But now I'm at the point where I have to go do story missions because there's nothing else to do.
That's what you did in Breath of the Wild, right? You never beat the...
Yeah, I went in Breath of the Wild. I stupidly went and got the Master Sword first. Like, before I did, like, the third story mission, I had the Master Sword.
Oh, my God.
So I was super over buffed for any of, you know, the boss encounters or temples or anything. I also would do all the temples. I seeked out, like, every temple, then got the Master Sword. Then I never finished the game.
Yeah.
But I'll finish Death Stranding. I want to move to Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fallen Order's fun.
It's great.
I want to do that.
It's tough, but I'm enjoying it. Yeah. Sometimes, though, it does hit that level of, I'll be spending an hour just doing the same boss battle over and over. And it's like, I could be accomplishing so much. I have laundry I need to do.
Yeah.
I could be balancing my budget right now. Right. I could be, you know, doing so much. And I'm spending hours just fucking dying in a video game.
That's where I'll go to medium. And I'll just keep it on medium difficulty. Like Devil May Cry, I love. But I almost have to play those on fucking easy. I mean, I could barely get through them on medium, but...
The Jedi game, I bumped it down to just story. Yeah. Like that's like kindergarten stuff. I couldn't. It was so hard. I kept dying.
You know what? That to me is more like boring. I feel like because the majority of the game is gameplay. The cutscenes, you know, they're interesting. I'm actually really like kind of enjoying the story in this game. It feels like a cool Star Wars movie.
Lore.
But it's such a small part of the game. The gameplay and like accomplishing the tasks and solving the puzzles and defeating the enemy, that's kind of what I'm really passing my time with. So I feel like if it's too easy and I'm just like slashing through these guys, then it's like, well, what's the point? Am I just going to press this button 100 times and kill all these guys and then be done with the game?
Right.
So there's this weird balance of I hate dying, but I don't want to kill these guys without...
Learning the proper way to play the way the mechanics are laid out properly. Like there's something to
I like having
you to
that
get
like
good.
heart palpitation, like when their life is getting low, and I'm like, you motherfucker, yeah. I've been fucking fighting you for 3 hours and now you die, bitch. Fuck, I died. Shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. All right. Speaker lovers out there.
Well, we have a compressor now.
So yeah, we're all good.
It should have no problem. I can go as loud as I want.
They love it.
There we go. Well, it says the stream is fucked up, but I think we had a great show.
I think we did it.
You know, it's always weird not having Rocco here because he talks the most about socks and toys, but this time we covered it up with a video game and eye trauma, so.
Not a Sentai reference in sight.
Yeah.
He always has some story about smelling a girl's fart.
Yeah, yeah. Or hanging out with Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
or fun. Or going to Disneyland. We've all fucking been to Disneyland. We've been there.
I rode a teacup.
Yeah.
No big deal. I spun.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Mickey Mouse, whatever. You like Mickey Mouse that much. Congratulations.
Ho-ho! Hey, Rocco. You're my favorite guest attendee.
Gosh, Rocco again? What a treat.
Rocco.
Whoa.
That's pretty good. No. Can't do it. I can't. How do you do Donald?
Rocco is me, Donald.
That's Stitch.
I've smoked too much.
From Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, we got that. Got that Rocco coming over here. You Rocco's out there trying to fuck with the meat rod.
Oh, Rocco, who is the fairest in the land? Why, it is you.
That was
Yeah, Kermit the Frog here, and I'm just really happy to see my old pal Rocco back again.
Is that Muppets, Kermit?
At the Muppets 3D show.
He's a Disney property.
Hi, Rocco.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was gonna do that.
Master Jedi Bodhi is once again in this land of Star Wars.
At the park, you will come back, you will.
I feel a disturbance in the Force. I believe Rocco is nearby. Perhaps I shall use my Force on him.
Oh.
Rocco.
The bounty on Rocco is high, but he's no good to me dead.
Don't get off. Don't go lotto. Rocco no bato. Rocco conde mona hikindo.
I don't care if you have a year pass. I said it's 130 credits for admission.
Did you get that one?
That was the best one. Throw a Watto out. That's pretty good.
Let's see.
This is a Rocco Booty! Coming through the Star Wars land again! He's a real excited to see a Rocco!
Good night!